Blog Talk Radio.
T-shirts that
we saw league wide, you know, love for Harmon. And it was great to see that, you know, something that everybody could unite and get behind. So that was a great look for me. That was a great look for me. I can't say it enough how when we come together as people, as Americans, you know, when we come together, we are so powerful. We are so powerful. So I thank everybody, man, that participated and said a prayer and united with everyone else in the efforts of bringing this young man back to for us, you know. And you know, your prayers weren't null and void because he was showing signs and doing Facebook Lives and all that. Huh? There we go.
He's been released.
Yeah, he's back in
Buffalo.
Yeah. So, hey, you know, good things, guys, good things. Again, I really appreciate the support and the coming together of the people. You know, that was great to see. That was great to see. All right, let's go into it. Let's just get right on into it. On today's episode of Kale's Corner, we will discuss the boxing match this weekend between Gervonta Davis and Hector Luis Garcia. And Therese, you know, I have something to say. I really have something to say.
Yeah, kick yourself in the butt.
Huh?
Yeah, kick yourself in the butt.
Yeah,
but not yeah, talking about it. I mean, you know, a lot of people went. It's important, you know.
Right,
but
right,
we
right.
dropped the ball to talking about it because it was right here in our backyard. That's what I'm disappointed in.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in that as well. But the thing about the beauty of it, it's a Tuesday show. So we have the opportunity to discuss exactly what's happening or what happened instead of what we think is going to happen.
That's one
good thing in our favor. So we're going to get into that, guys. Gervonta Davis and Hector Luis Garcia. We're going to get into that.
Yeah.
The NBA is at the half point already. Can y'all believe that? You know what I mean? So we're going to break down the power rankings 1-10 with a very few extras, and y'all know when I'm talking about the extras, I'm talking about teams that are in representation here on the corner where they are. Okay, this college football national championship game. Goodness gracious! I don't know. Goodness gracious, yeah.
Man, I can't wait till we get there.
All I kept saying to myself is TCU is who I thought they were. That's all I kept saying over and over again last night. That's all I kept saying over and over again. But we're going to get into that, y'all. We're going to get into it. I really want to hear you guys' opinion. Lady T will present the Week 18 winner of Lady T's pick. The last week of regular season picks, Lady T will let us know who represented for real. We're going to break down the week that Week 18 was. You know, winners, losers, things we learned, things we knew, and things we saw. We're going to talk about all that. And we're going to also go into something that we've never really talked about here on Kale's Corner, and that is what will the future hold for some of these players. You know, I see a big-time retirement party coming for someone but I don't know if he'll be willing to do it. But hey, in my book, I think Brad should go ahead and, you know, yeah. Join the fun with Lady T and the Online Corner crew. That's my Betty, Earn, and all them on Facebook Live at Tales Corner. Or you guys can join with myself, DMV Kale, Lady T, and all our online live studio guests at 563-999-3782. Kale's Corner. Seriously. A different kind of sports talk program. Yeah. Let me say that again. Kale's Corner. Seriously. A different kind of sports talk program. Now come back. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Ah, I like that. I like the way that rolled there. Now come back. So we're going to take a quick one. We're going to take a quick one. And when we come right back, we're going to dive into this boxing match between Javonte Davis and Hector Lewis Garcia. And I think I'm going to hear a little bit more of that. Michael Jackson and the Boogie. That's what Garcia's corner was telling him come the end of the eighth, start of the ninth round. Nah, bruh. Don't blame it on the DC crowd. Don't blame it on all the loud noise. Don't blame it on the good time. Blame it on Devontae. Because that Bama say truth. That Bama say I didn't know where I was when David hit me with that shot. That Bama said, I know I was hit, but where was I at when he hit me?
Right.
You know what I mean?
When he hit me.
You know, I was like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. But let me back up. Let me back up. David scores TKO as Garcia quit. Before the ninth round started, he said, "No more.
Yep.
I'm done with this shit. Take my gloves off. I don't want any more of this shit." So,
no
hey,
more.
Listen, no more.
No
more.
No more.
They say Garcia absorbed a flurry of power shots on unsteady legs, and then later on said, I don't know where I was when he, Davis, when he hit me with that shot. My head still
hurts. He said,
no, these are his words. He said, my head still hurts and I couldn't see, but my vision is back. At the start of the ninth, Garcia refused to continue the fight. Next for Davis is another Garcia, but it's Ryan Garcia. And I think this Ryan Garcia will be a little bit more competition. But, Tree, I know you got a mouthful on this one.
Hey.
Nobody.
Hey, man. He hit that boy so hard. He was tearing his body up. Like, he was hitting him so much in his body. Like, I don't know if he was, I mean, I understood him. Hey, look, that last punch he hit him in the head, he was like, he kept doing like patting his head like, it's my head hurt, Like, he kept saying his head hurt. Like, he couldn't, that's why he ain't know where he was at, because that head shot was woo. Mm-hmm. He caught him.
And you know what I learned? I never knew that Javonte Davis was dangerous in close quarters as he is at a distance. You know, meaning he could pack the same amount of power coming from 2 feet to 2.5 inches. He could bring the same amount of, and that is special. That is special. So, you know.
Can I say this too? I mean to cut you off. I'm so sorry. But it was at the Capital One Arena Center, right? It was sold out. Like, standing room only, bruh. Like, it was packed to the max in the
evening.
He sold that thing out. Like, if he could sell that thing out, like, people, you know, people must got some real love for him. Because, I mean, you know, this is first fight outside of Mayweather. Like, really doing it on his own, like, all by himself. Like, being the headliner, it's me. And I think this is the first time, or is this the second time?
This is his first time.
Yeah, first. He did that. I'm going to
go along with you and congratulate Javonte Davis on the night and his effort. But that crowd, I've never seen in a professional championship fight where the ruckus in the crowd drew attention away from the fight. And I was saying as it was going on, I was like, come on, man. Come on, y'all. For real, man. Don't do this here. Don't ruin this young man's night. Things are going good, man. We've had, what, at least 4 other fights before the Jameson Garcia fight. And there was nothing, no uproars, no breakouts, anything. And then, I mean, the fighters had to stop fighting.
Meek Mill, Russell,
let me tell you this. Meek Mill, you're the first one to come crying to Robert Kraft and all those guys when your kid get locked up. But you out here, I mean, the mindset of today's rappers, Treece, the mindset of today's rappers is beyond me. Seriously, it's beyond me. Because these dudes have money. They have fame. They have notoriety. They have women. They can do whatever, whenever, and you choose to indulge yourselves in situations that'll either take your life away or hold you up by jail time or something of this nature. I don't understand it. I do not understand it. I never will understand it. Dude, I'm hearing different stories and, you know, people's ideas are conflicting or whatever, but I'm just saying, Whomever it was, nobody came to see you fight.
Nobody came to see you.
Yes, everyone in that arena to a man chose to put money forth to see Javonte Davis and Luis Garcia. Not you. And now, we both know Meek Mill is not from here. We all know that. Everybody knows that. But that's a scar on Capital One Arena. That's a scar on the DMV area. Because when they're thinking of promoting another big fight, this will not be an area that will be announced. this will not be an area where they'll even think of bringing it to because of that nonsense. Well, you know what
right.
happened during the Gervonta Davis fight. You saw what they did then. I mean, ridiculous, ridiculous. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones. Uh-oh, he's first tonight. What's up,
007?
007.
Take him off the mute. You got us on mute?
Oh, no, I am going in and out. Maybe he's just in a bad area.
Oh, maybe his phone messed up.
Yeah, we're going to leave you on
007.
Oh,
there it is.
But...
There
okay.
you go.
There it is.
Boy.
Hey,
boy.
What's going on, people?
What's up, man?
Happy Tuesday.
Happy
hey,
Tuesday.
That fight, was, man, off the chain. That man said, I don't want no more. He don't want no more at all.
Nothing.
Hey.
Them body shots was something serious. Hey,
now,
that
was,
that.
Yeah, them was head shots, bro. Yeah, it was a head shot that finalized that, you know? Nah, I'm
okay.
good.
Yeah,
yeah.
He ain't want no more. Let me go ahead and
right.
go it that
which,
way.
Okay.
Which one of y'all hit me?
Hey, but he's a top 10 fighter in the world. Came to find out, you know, I just read that he's going to fight another Garcia. He might say no Moss, too. We're going to have a show called No Moss Garcia.
You know what I'm talking about? Let's take another call on it. Let's go to my man Lou in Jersey. What's up, Lou?
Lulu.
Thanks. Okay. Well, unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to see the fight, so that was found my fault.
Okay.
No, but I heard it was a pretty good fight, though.
Yeah, it was.
You know what, Lou? Let me say this. And, yes. Treat, we brought this up, Treat, maybe because Gervonta wasn't in with the whole Mayfield money thing, the fight wasn't advertised
right.
a lot like it would have been if he was with
Mayweather.
You know what I mean? Maybe that's the reason why he didn't really care. Because I'm thinking, I remember seeing an advertisement, but it was so quick. That I didn't see who exactly it was fighting. I do remember seeing a couple of advertisements, but it wasn't planted in my brain like fights of the past have been. Go ahead, Lou. You just brought that to mind.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I didn't get a chance to see it. I wish I did, though.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good fight.
It was a good fight. You missed a good fight.
All right, let's go. You say what?
No, y'all, I'm going to say Capital One was rocking. I saw it on YouTube. It was unexpected what I saw on YouTube.
Yeah, it was standing room only. Yeah, it was people everywhere. Standing room only, you know. All right, let's go to my man Cap. What's up, Cap?
Hey, what's up, Big? Hey, Corner family, how y'all doing?
Welcome back, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I don't know if you know Kel, but you know Wright, the supervisor at the job, right? You know he entered the boxing. One of the young bucks at the job. He's into the boxing world. In fact, he's back training again. He sparred with Tank. He sparred with Tank before. But long story short, I asked him about what was that dust up about, and he said it was. He said Meek Mills was defending Gervonta's camp, and there was another camp from D.C. saying, you know, hollering out that Devontae's scared. He ain't going – he don't want to fight me and, you know, something of that. So Meek Mills is actually taking up Davis doing that little, you know, thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. And I appreciate that, Cap. But at the same time, you know, we've all been taught you treat ignorance with ignoring. You ignore ignorance. You don't give it any power whatsoever. Them dudes could have been yelling whatever they wanted to yell because they paid a ticket.
Yeah.
They paid for their ticket. They could be yelling whatever they want to yell. Don't address them. Act like you don't even hear that mess, man.
Right.
Don't give
yeah,
them
but
a
stand on. You're speaking from a reckless civilian with a sound mind and good upbringing. You're not cocky with money and fame. And blah, blah, blah. Ain't nobody taking the back seat. That's why so many deaths. Nobody's taking the back seat.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. All I'm going to say is ain't nothing wrong with the back seat, man. Ain't nothing wrong with the back seat.
You're preaching to the choir.
It's comfortable.
But I'm talking about the cocky individual. Ain't taking no back seat.
Yeah, the dude that's worried about what everybody's saying
right.
that's looking at it. And they ain't saying nothing. They ain't saying nothing. It's all in your mind, bro.
Right, exactly. And you remember, them boys, they're not our age. Them boys in the 30s. We was definitely different in our 30s.
Yeah, true. And as I said, rappers in their 30s back then were different, you know?
Yeah,
it just seemed like after the Tupac and Biggie incidents, you know, rappers for a long time just chilled out, make music,
right.
make money, and leave everything, leave all the nonsense alone. But here lately, it just seems like, you know, everybody has adapted this me against the world mentality, and I'm gonna get out there and listen. You think about it like this, Cap. Think about it like this. One name has rang true several times in this incident. Whose is it? Meek Mill.
Meek Mill,
Dude, you have publicity. You have notoriety. You know what I mean?
You got the most to lose.
You got the most to lose.
He just lost some of it. I mean, he just come home from jail, so chill out.
Yeah.
You know, after being while you in court, you're making all these songs talking about it's wrong that you in jail and this and that and the third, and you hanging with Robert Kraft and all of that.
Bro,
do you think but do you think he'd have been a part of that melee that delayed that fight?
No. But back to the fight part real quick. The quickest way to defeat your opponent is to affect his breathing and his vision. And those body shots affect your breathing.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
those body shots that boy was hitting with, I could feel it through the doggone. I was watching it on my phone. I could feel it through the phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then that one hit him in the head. He was just stumbling. I was like, ooh. Go ahead.
I never knew Javonte Davis had that type of power in close proximity. Because he wasn't far away. He was close up on Garcia when he was hitting body shots.
He had to be. Garcia had to reach. Remember, Garcia was taller.
Right.
Right, mm-hmm.
You gotta get up in that kitchen.
Right.
Get up under the tall guy. Take away his reach by getting up under him.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he did. But again, it just surprised me that he had that type of power up close. I can't recall a fighter other than Mike Tyson who had that type of power. He didn't have to launch his jump, punch at you. He could get in close and do damage with that uppercut in close proximity and still hurt you just as bad. So, yeah, when I saw Davis do that, I was like, oh, this little dude, the truth. This little dude, don't let his little size fool you, man. He's
Tommy Hearns had that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Yeah, but Hearns was a tall guy.
Yeah.
And he had a jab of like, what, 5'9", 6'2", something like that. So he had reach, and he was a tall guy. Javonte Davis is short.
Aaron Pryor had that fight. Y'all remember Aaron Pryor?
Yes, okay, yeah, another one, exactly.
But after that fight, I said, okay, I see why they call him Tank. I see why his name is Tank, because he's short and he's stout and powerful. But hey, it was a good fight, man, and I'll say this, not just that fight, but the majority of the fights that were on the card Saturday night. You know, I can't remember watching any of them and saying, man, when is this match going to be over? Why are they taking it? You know,
yeah.
I can't remember saying that. I enjoyed every fight, even the ones that went the distance. It was like, okay, yeah, these bammers trying to bring boxing back. Okay.
Yeah, well, why not?
Boxing needs it.
Right. I didn't talk to my brother.
Boxing needs something to bring it back, you know, bring it from its indulgence, because it's been indulgence for quite a long time.
Yeah, because MMA been eating their cake for a minute. Let's go to Tank. What's up, bro?
I rest my case.
Big bro, how y'all doing today? Kale's calling the family. Much love and respect.
What's
up, Cap? What's up, Miss T? What's up, Lou? 007? Man, y'all know I enjoyed that fight, man. I got a couple of things I want to say, though, real fast. That, you know, with that, when you were saying the camp that was from here, that was them Russell boys, man. Gary Russell and them, you know, it's about three or four. Yeah. They've been wanting to get it on with homie up there, man. So you know it's always gonna be a problem. And with that little conflict that happened today, that happened at a lot of big fights, man. When you see it, a lot of big fights, that stuff going on like that. So the reason why I know they're gonna come back here because on Quicksilver today, they reported that last Saturday that they made over $5 million and it was over 20,000 people in that joint, man.
They'll be back.
Yeah, they'll be back.
Yes, sir.
Wayne had a fight like that since Mike Tyson
was down here in 2005, and I remember that joint. It was the same way. Players ball, man. Baby. That's how we're going to do it when they come here in D.C.
Money.
That's right. You know they're going to bring everybody out. Pimps and all.
You bringing the tea, honey.
I still want to see dudes practice a little self-discipline, man. Seriously. I don't want this to become an area known for the ignorance instead of the fight. You know what I'm saying?
But that goes on at every big fight. That goes on. If you look at every big fight, something goes on in the crowd. That ain't the first time.
That ain't the first time.
That's probably about the 100th time.
Yeah. And you noticed it because it was in your hometown.
Yeah, that ain't the first. If you look at boxing, that goes on in every fight. The crowd gets a fight.
That's how you get to the next fight, though.
Some fights, it'd be two or three fights in the crowd.
Yeah.
I'm glad it was just them.
You know what?
They got it under control like that. That's the best thing about it. Some of them jumps, you don't even see them get under control. You'll see people swinging on each other.
Fact.
True.
That was all talk.
Pedestrians are hit by cars all across America. Does that make it right?
That's just saying that goes on every.
No, nobody's saying
that.
It's right.
I mean, we're not saying
this
to make
happen.
It right.
We ain't saying it's right.
It's going to happen again.
But
I'm telling you, exactly, that's going to happen again. The next fight you see, pay attention. You're going to see a fight in the crowd. That's all I'm saying.
That's
it ain't
going to
happen. It's going to happen.
Every
and
sporting event is a fight.
This is what I was about to say.
Arizona definitely was trying to fight us.
So I gotta look that up. I guess I have to look that up on YouTube too.
Absolutely, go right in. It's on there.
Right,
you know it is.
Let's take another call. Come on in, 57.
Hey, 57.
What's up? How y'all doing? Who am I on here with this evening? Who's on here?
Damn it, G. Come on.
That sound like Tang, 007, Kel, Lady T, somebody else on here.
Cap.
Yeah, I am.
Cap. Oh, Cap. Hey, Cap. Did you think that if you skipped a week, you was going to escape me, brother? We came in there and we whipped that boo-boo. You thought you could skip a week and I won't go get you, brother?
Oh, boy.
Huh?
Hey.
Yes, sir. I wanted to remind you. But anyway, how's everybody doing this evening?
Everybody great. Did you see the fight?
I hate that I see what fight?
Javonte Davis
and Luis Garcia.
I don't watch that fake stuff, man. I don't pay no attention to that stuff. Every time they put Tyson Fury and that other dude and let them fight three times and call it three of the greatest fights ever, I knew boxing was totally gone down the tube. So I don't pay no attention.
I don't pay no attention
to boxing.
Let me say this. That was because they were in competition with MMA. And everybody loves heavyweights. So they kept trying to press it. I agree with you. That was ludicrous to keep trying to press these guys, Wilder and that dude on us like we don't know the difference in what we're watching. But that fight this weekend, hey, that was a good fight. That was all of them actually were good fights, and now one of them was heavyweight. Not now one of them. So, you know, I'm upset about the melee in the crowd, but as far as the activity put on, the activity itself, it was great, bro. It was great.
Yeah. But like Tang said, man, every fight, there's a fight in the audience going on. Every fight.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody get the fighting in the audience. The cameras don't pick up everything. But it's a fight all
because
the time.
It's never in the, because it's never in the first three rows. This fight was in the first three rows, y'all. It was never in the first three rows
that we've seen.
Yes, it is, bro.
Yeah.
You ain't watching all the boxes.
Yeah, I've seen.
I can tell you a lot of fights that happened in the first row with camps, with dudes the same way. They fighting.
I done seen that. The fighter attack his own corner because he lost. I mean, it's all kinds of craziness going. I went to see Tommy Hearns and Sugar Ray Leonard at Satellite at the convention center. They had a fight up in there. Now, you know how long ago that was. We weren't even at the real fight. We just watching it on screen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Lou. 40 years ago? Damn, I'm that old?
So am I. Don't tell nobody.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Hey. But hey, no. But all seriousness, it was a great nights, a great night of events. It really and truly was. Mm-hmm. And Javante Davis, I will say this, because he said it. He loves D.C. He loves his D.C.
Yeah.
area. And he said that even with all that went on, he'll still have a fight here in at Capital One or any other MGM or any other venue in this area because he loves this area. So, you know, kudos to him. Kudos to him.
Yeah.
He's not going to – he basically said, I'm not going to allow that ignorance to hurt so many others that I know in this area appreciate me and what I do because I'm one of them. I'm truly one of them. I love the fact that we have a young talent here in this area that's going to wreck shop for a minute because I'm looking at that boy. And you know what? I've heard people already saying, y'all, it was dude was paid off. Javante didn't really beat him, and this and that and the third. And my answer to all of those people are: let's see you get in the ring, take a couple of them punches that Garcia took, and see how you feel. Hey, we just never seen a fighter stand on his feet, and well, we have, but it's been a while. Seen a fighter stand on his feet and say, "All right, that's it. I'm done. Who hit me, man? I'm good.
No more.
He hit me or he hate me."
Yeah.
When was the last time we had a legitimate fight card in D.C.?
Saturday.
I can't remember since William. You really? Who was it? Somebody
Saturday night,
man.
I mean, it was
Mike Tyson.
Where was that Mike Tyson
at the same venue that Main Man just fought at?
At the Equestrian Center?
No,
it's Capital One. It was called Verizon Center
when Mike Tyson fought down there in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last time that's the last time DC had a fight, believe me, because I went to every fight in DC. Believe me. That was big.
I'm not gonna disagree with that. But I just don't think to me, you know what I mean? I can be wrong. I'm wrong most of the time. Boxing just doesn't have the allure that it used to have. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like you watching the ring and you got two Godzillas up in there fighting each other, Tyson Fury and what's that other dude's name? And they throwing punches that you can see coming from last year. You know, I mean, like.
I can't win right now. I can't.
They covered from last year, yeah.
Exactly.
I can't win. It's terrible.
We got to take it. I'm sorry. 57, are a jerk. You know that? 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, we're going to jump into this. You know what? I want to go into this college football national championship game. Can we go into that?
Why would you want to?
Let's do it.
The ultimate sleeping pill.
Well, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Say boots upside your head.
That's exactly what happened. what they did.
Oops, upside the head, boy.
all of y'all that picked Georgia, I'm here to say all of us TCUers, it's a oops upside our head. You hear me? I looked at that game last night. I could not believe what I was watching. TCU could do nothing. They could do nothing to Georgia. And Georgia did everything they wanted to do. On defense, offense, and even special. They did everything that they wanted to do. I was like,
what they should have done was they should have let TCU play the Denver Broncos and then let Georgia come into the NFL and go into the playoff. Because it looked like we watched a professional team last night.
You mean Georgia?
Right.
You know, like we watched a professional team last night.
Win.
I called Tang on the phone. I said, if whoever scores two touchdowns real fast, they're going to run away with the game. I thought it was going to be like 45-21. 65-7?
Yeah. Hey, look.
Let me just say.
Well, at least they scored 7.
FanDuel agreed with me. I was on FanDuel. I put that cash in and got that cash out, honey. Thank you.
I hear you.
FanDuel.
Nick Saban was in the post-game interview. And they asked him, has Georgia solidified themselves as the new college power team to beat? Man, I've never seen this type of reaction from Nick Saban. He rolled his eyes and popped his mouth.
Yeah.
And all I was waiting to hear was, child, please. I was waiting to hear him say that. But he didn't say, child, please. But I tell you, it looked like he wanted to say, child, please. I was like, oh, my goodness. Nick Saban. And listen, he enjoyed that. He enjoyed that game last night. Because, you know, Nick Saban and plenty of other coaches thought that TCU had no business being there. But they beat everybody.
Yeah.
And they won their playoff game. So they had every right to be there. You know, they had every right to be there. But, man,
from everything that I've seen, that TCU team last night was not representative of the way they normally play ball. I mean, it was like that beating Michigan was their championship, and they just came out there yesterday. I mean, they couldn't do anything. They made Georgia look like they could beat the world.
Yeah, they made a lot. I think they was just stuck because I think they never had been there before. I think the scene was too big for them, I think, for one. They just folded. Everything that they practiced, it was like it was drawing a blank. Everybody, they was dropping balls. They was just doing, like 57 said, things that they normally didn't ever do. And his coach was trying to calm them down as much as he could, but he's just one person.
Yeah, he couldn't.
Man,
they were just gone.
I said, oh, okay, the Wizards on. They playing the Pelicans. Look at the Pelicans, Manny. And they started out so good. So good. Shut up, T. They started out so good, and I was enjoying every minute of it. And then the next thing I know, I look at the TV. It's 24-20. I was like, dang, we were just in the league. We were just there. So I said, all right, man, flip back and forth, and whoever looked like they really, really doing something, going to try to make a game out of this thing, that's who I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
So needless to say, I end up watching Georgia and TCU. Man, I'm
of
boy. I've 65-7.
Yeah.
Medea goes to jail.
And he could have still been more. He missed one field. He missed the extra point and a field goal. Could have been more.
Well, I knew it was going to be a lopsided, but not like that.
I called for a lopsided, but not like that.
That wasn't lopsided. I just thought it was gonna be a
that
game.
That was murder.
That was an upset. That wasn't even lopsided.
We watched the murder on
they
TV.
Play like
it wasn't even about murder she wrote. It was about murder they played. We watched a murder last night. TCU was mad.
Murder they wrote.
Exactly. I'm like, oh my goodness, Joe. It TCU, because y'all remember I was saying when all of this started, I used to make fun of TCU. I used to crack jokes about TCU.
Mm-hmm.
Every make fun came back to my head last night. Every last one of them. Because they played as a joke last night, man. Seriously.
And let's give Georgia credit for not being afraid to stick it to them. They had them down, and they just kept. Yeah, you know, it ain't my job to let up on you. You got to stop me. You can't stop me. I'm just going to run all over you all night long, and that's what they did.
All night long. Lionel Richie. Mm-hmm.
Lionel Richie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, he's right. He can't blame Georgia. Hey, what Bill Belichick, one of his most famous saying was, I put my team out to score and to win. I don't know how to pull the reins back. I don't know how to tell them to slow down. No. This other team is here. They are a bona fide contender, and we're going to show them just who we are. So, if it end up 65-72, so be it. If he dies,
so be it.
He dies. Man.
Yep. Love, man. Yeah,
that's
look at Georgia's team. A lot of them guys going to the pro. So you still, your still out there on showcase.
A lot of them went to the pros last year. And they still did.
Yeah, they
still
exactly.
Yeah. They do. I'm like, whoa.
Well,
it don't matter who they plug in. It's like plug and play.
No.
Really.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't. I'm almost to that mindset of letting them play the Broncos, TCU, and then go and put Georgia in that playoff, man. Because they grown men. Their whole offensive line 655, 280 or better. I was like, goodness gracious. It was some big dudes, man.
I can't remember his name, number 78. He looked like a monster out there. The quarterback was 6'5", and he had to be at least 2 inches above him. I'm like, come on,
right,
man. Y'all can't beat these guys.
And they young, y'all. Georgia is a young team. They're a young team. Yeah, they're going to have guys to go into the NFL next year, but their core is so young together as a unit, man. Georgia might be holding this thing down for a couple of years here. Serious. You know, and now I'm of the mindset I want to see them against Alabama. I want to see how Nick Saban plans to bounce back. What are you going to do? You know what can
you
do?
Know how it is for Georgia, the quarterback for Georgia, he is 25.
Yeah.
Same age as some of the quarterbacks right now in the NFL. He is not young.
He took a long journey, sis. He took a long journey to get to the back to that starting position.
Yeah, he did. He did a hell of a job.
It'd be a scene.
Let me check that out.
No, he's not.
He's a senior. He ain't a senior?
No, he's a
this
junior.
Hold
on.
That journey you talked about, has landed him as a junior now. And that's what they were saying last night, which is what I got that quote off of. This Georgia team, for the most part, I'll say that. That's the only part I left out. for the most part, they're a young team. They are a young team, and
yeah.
that junior at 25, trust. They making sure next in line is studying and watching everything that he do, because he made some miraculous throws last night. I mean,
he's
on the dime.
That's what I thought. He's a senior.
He is senior. I just had to double check. So I stand corrected. We stand corrected.
Because he won the title last year.
Yeah, as a junior and now as a senior. You are absolutely correct.
Okay.
Major economic or whatever that is.
But that boy Quentin, what is that? Quentin Johnson, Quentin, what is his name? Oh, 007.
Yeah.
He going to the pros. Most of the half of the probably that whole offensive line could go to the pros right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, they got. Oh, Lucy, I don't know about all of them, but okay. Y'all better listen to Lucy. Lucy, I don't know about all
well,
of them, but okay.
Yeah,
I just seen no holes in their line last night.
Stetson Bennett, yeah, he's a senior. He is a senior. So, yeah. They're going to be on a mission next year to find another Bennett, seriously. But, you know, hey, your last 2 years at the school, you won the national championship. That's a great accomplishment.
Yeah,
that's a great accomplishment.
That tight end.
And
that tight end is awesome.
And 19. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And you got Nick Saban over there butt hurt. So that's an accomplishment in itself. You hear me?
All in itself. For him to have to analyze the game and be one of the analysts. And not actually be in the game was just so hurtful all in itself.
Yeah, hey, I'm serious, y'all. He had a look on his face like he wanted to say, child, please. Child, Georgia ain't no powerhouse. Child, please, man. Don't give them people they promise.
He about
man.
To spend all that money he got in the coffer to go get him some players.
What?
Oh, yeah. He definitely is. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh,
he definitely
man.
Is.
All right. Hey, congratulations to Georgia. We TCU. Better luck next year. You know, 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. NBA half point power ranking. Let's get it. Man, why do you just leave me standing?
All right.
NBA halfway point power ranking goes as follows. Number 10, we have the Indiana Pacers at 23-18. Number 9, Dallas Mavericks, 23-18. Number 8, the Pelicans at 24-16, with actually 25 because they beat the Wizards last night. 25-16.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, we have the 76ers at 24-15, which I believe the Sixers and the Pelicans will trade place since the Pelicans have 25. Number 6, Cleveland Cavs at 26-15. Milwaukee Bucks, number 5, 25-14.
What's up, bro?
Memphis Grizzlies, 26-13.
Denver Nuggets, 26-13. Brooklyn Nets, 27-13. And our number one team still holding on, the Boston Celtics, at 28-12. Just the notable mentions, number 16 is Golden State, 20-20. 17, the Lakers, 19-21. Atlanta is 18 at 19-21. Chicago Bulls, 21st team at 19-21. And our Wizards are 24th at 17-23. Look here, man. Out of all these teams, I'm going to highlight Memphis. Because I want to see exactly where Memphis is going to end up with.
Y'all reach your phone.
I want to see exactly where Memphis is going to end up with this, because that boy Ja Morant, y'all, is playing out of this world basketball, man. He is determined to make this team winners. Breaking news. Breaking news. The Commanders fire offensive coordinator Scott Turner.
Scott, no. Yeah.
That, I'm sorry. Scott,
sir.
That just.
They fired him off that great game the other day?
Fired. Fired.
He was already cleaning out his office anyways. They was already cleaning. It's just official right now.
All the videos on Facebook of you dancing with the dogs. You could have put one of them out there about Scout Turner.
Yeah, talk about.
Yeah. I'm glad you looked it up, dog. The only person that matters to is DC fans. Don't nobody care. They fired Scott Turner.
Come on, he gave you a winning season, man. Go ahead with that.
Who had a winning season?
Those Steelers had Kenny Pickett. Season.
Look, we said we had a winning season. If it weren't for Neymar's team can't score a touchdown, we might be in the playoffs.
Because
if we just needed the Jets, she listening. She listening. She just want to come on here and say, you better be glad I'm at work.
You better be glad to be at work. She'll let you have it.
I ain't got no more to say. Hey,
you
look here.
Since you said something, I have to share this. Dan Snyder wasn't at the game yesterday. I might explain why, you know, we won yesterday. I don't know. That's just a theory. I'm just saying.
Dan Snyder wasn't in the house. That's what did it.
That ain't got nothing to do with it, man. Dan Snyder wasn't there when Tubby and the boys out there. That ain't got nothing to do with it.
I don't know what it was made them play like that on Sunday. And then after the game, they said Dan Snyder wasn't there. I was like, oh, that's what it is. So if Dan Snyder was there, would they would have won that game? I don't think so.
Boy.
He's gone.
Y'all remember last week, what did I tell y'all? Every show, we got a what the hell is he saying moment from 007. Introducing the second edition of what the hell is he saying.
You know,
Dan Snyder gone.
Come on, bro. Come on,
well,
bro.
I don't think it really matters.
Yeah, that ain't had nothing
this
to
is
do
what
with
Dallas normally
here.
Does during this time
yeah.
of year. This is
yeah.
what they normally do. Watch, wait until they get into the playoffs. They got their own lane. The playoffs going straight, and they taking that playoff exit lane. One and done, like they normally do. Typical Dallas team. Actually, Dallas boy on the line.
Who said that with such confidence? This is what I'm telling you. Everything ain't always how it's planned to be, bro. I'm telling you. The NFL fix these things, man. Mark my word. You can stamp it. Cowboys will be in the second round.
If we're going on the NFL fix, Tuck rule. They're going against the dude that the Tuck rule was invented behind. So if we're going on the NFL fix.
But his time is over, bro. They drained him. They got all the money they're going to get out of that act.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's about Jerry Jones now, my man.
Uh-oh.
It's about who?
Everybody's gonna pick the Bucks because they saw how the Cowboys ended the season. Listen to what I'm telling you. Vegas is gonna come up real heavy. Everybody gonna pick the Bucks and watch Cowboys win and Vegas
will
get all the money.
Yep, I say the same thing.
I'm tell you,
I ain't believing that. I ain't gonna believe
right.
that. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. That's Tom Brady behind the center.
Let's just go on Dallas past behavior. Let's just do that. Let's just go on Dallas past behavior when it comes to the playoffs.
Forget about who they're playing.
Let's just go how they act in the playoffs. And they normally go to the first game and then they're out.
That's
their pattern.
That's true. But when other circumstances get involved, bro, it changes the outcome. I'm telling you.
I'm not gonna disagree with you, Cap. But I'm just saying, it's the same team. It's the same team we've seen for the last 5 or 6 years. They come out at the beginning of the year. They're the best team out there. They get to the playoffs. We don't know if they're gonna make it. They get in the playoffs. It's going to be a tough game. They out of the playoffs. That's what Dallas normally does.
How much money can the NFL make between the Bucks and the Cowboys in this playoff run? That's what you got to think about. Who's the bigger draw, Brady or that Michael Parsons and the crew on defense and all that?
That's the only reason why Dallas is right where they are right now, Cap, is because they still a big money draw.
Hold up. Michael Parsons is not himself these days. Michael Parsons is not really himself. He was hurt in that game Sunday against Washington.
Right, I got you. But people still gonna pay.
So
still pay to see.
Yeah, of course. But history is what people love and what they're going to pay to see more than are the Cowboys gonna really do it this year? No, it's the history factor in that game that I think is going to be a determination. Like 57 just said, we've seen this from Dallas season after season after season. And then come back the next year, here they go claiming them to win the damn Super Bowl. And then, listen, that pressure – That Dallas head coach is under McCarthy, he's under a whole heap of pressure right now because he knows that he's not wanted there. So he's going to perform his job with that scrutiny and that pressure over his head, man. So a mistake or something like that in his favor, you know he's gone. You know he's gone. And you don't want to performing under that type of pressure.
He's been knowing that the whole year, though. He's been knowing this the whole year, though, y'all. He's been knowing that this whole year. So he's learned how to adapt to it now. Even you going to do good or you do out. He already know how it go. He know.
Hey,
this ain't no added pressure. The added pressure is to just get over the hump. That's just the pressure of just getting over the hump, period. It ain't that all this stuff y'all talking about. It's just football stuff that he's worried about.
Which one is more frightening? Which one do you think is the more frightening? The walk to the guillotine or once they actually lay you down and put your head in that guillotine? Which one is more frightening?
No, just getting over the hump. Just getting over the hump, basically. I just want to get over the hump. That's what he's thinking. He's not thinking about nothing else. He's thinking about the game plan and how to get over this hump about one and done. Period. That's what he's thinking about. He ain't thinking about all this outside noise that, like, y'all really think he's thinking about.
Man, we're talking
about
the most talked about, most scenario-driven team in the league. You think he really can shut all that out? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Listen, Tom Brady linked. They limping just like they limped in there. They limped in there too. They lost their game too. So they, they got a nice record. Like they got 10, 12 wins. No, they limped in it. The playoffs, the play ins with 9 wins. 9.
Hey, Lady T, can I say this?
I'm listening.
I'm not saying it, Lady T, because they're playing the Bucks. Because I'm with you. The Bucks limped in there. They limped into the playoffs their damn self. I'm just saying it because of Dallas's pedigree in the last 5 years. They've gotten to this point. They get into the playoffs. The last game before they get into the playoffs, they play like crap. They get into the playoffs, they play the first game, and then they're out. I'm just going on what they've done the last 4 or 5 years. That's what I'm going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they've changed. I think they're the same team.
They
could be playing.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm with you. No, you good. You good.
I didn't want to talk over you, but I was just, sometimes you got I'm not no Cowboy fan by far. No. But what I'm saying is, it to me.
Partially.
It just,
come
just
on
now. Like, I'm Murray in. What you expect? I'm Murray in. But what I see when I look at it. You know what I'm saying? I just see a different team. I don't know. They may go to the second round. I'm thinking because of the way the team that they playing, which is the Bucks, and how they limp into the playoffs as well. So I'm thinking their team ain't all that. You know what I'm saying? But my team, their team, Cowboys, should be able to beat the Bucks. Is what I'm saying. Just by the record.
Who's the different team?
Oh, no, I agree with you.
You said you're seeing a different team. Different in what way?
With the Cowboys, they 12 games they won. You know what I mean? They almost won their division. If they wouldn't have had that stupid game they messed up, they would have won the division. But it is what it is. Any given Sunday, anybody can win. That's why I say what I say. Like, just to make it there is an accomplishment all by itself. But you got to be hungry and want it all. You don't want to have to share with nobody. You want it all. You know what I'm saying? That's what we play for. That's what they play for. They play for the chip at the end.
Great answer, but you still didn't answer my question. Different.
What was the question?
How you said that? You said that everything you said is not different. That is what
it is,
bro.
Because this the first.
It's different to me.
This the second time in the straight in the year that we've been 12-5 in a decade. That's totally different. Totally different.
So what did y'all do?
We only went to the
12-5 the last time.
All I'm going to say
what
is,
did you do
did
with
the
12-5?
We did the same. We did, listen, we're going to do better this year, but in the whole NFC East, ain't nobody went past the second round, first round.
So, I ain't talking about Pittsburgh fan. I'm just saying that y'all act like y'all in a event somewhere.
Let me tell you what's so different about our team than y'all team.
Did you hear what
I said? We ain't had 31 quarterbacks in 35 years. That's one thing that's different.
You didn't hear me.
We went back to back 12-5. That's different.
And you stated no one in the NFC East has made it past the second round. And I'm telling you, the Eagles just won the Super Bowl with their backup quarterback.
Yeah. Nick Foles.
How long ago was that, bro? That was
but they did
years,
that year.
Bro.
17.
They didn't win the division, though.
Oh, 17. Oh, yeah, 2017.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's six years. Four Super Bowls ago.
They're the only team that did it recently.
You said no one.
It ain't no Eagles fans on here, so I ain't talking to Eagles fans. That's why I eliminated the Pittsburgh fans. I'm talking to the Commanders fans.
Okay.
You see me at the beginning of here. I ain't talking to the Pittsburgh fans. I'm talking to the Commanders fans. What have y'all
in
done?
The Commanders.
Woo!
Let me tell you another difference. That y'all did this year, y'all got a tie and let us in. The same week y'all got a tie, we clinched the goddamn playoffs. That's another difference from y'all team.
Can I ask you a question instead of you keep spewing all these frivolous points? Because they mean nothing in the playoffs. Nothing you talk about means anything in the playoffs. And that is where your team.
This is what you talk. You talking about things that don't mention nothing in the playoffs either. We both saying the same thing.
No,
all you only thing that y'all saying was that I agree with 57 is we got the same record every time we go in the playoffs, the same thing as y'all. So what are we talking about?
Well, you brought up y'all 12-5 season that you've had before.
Because that's the difference. We got a coach that took us there twice in 2 years. That's the difference. I had to bring
that
up.
What did you do with it? It's a building block.
It's the second year in a row that we had a coach that went 12-5. That's the difference. We got a deal. We got to go into the Bucks. We got to go into the Bucks. The first year when he did it.
How now McCarthy is a coach.
That's not what I said. We had a coach. No, I didn't say McCarthy. Yes, McCarthy is a good coach, but we don't know if he can get you over the hump because he only did it one time with Green Bay. Yes, he's a good coach. He's not a bad coach. He's definitely better than River Ron. Y'all been 87 for three years, bruh.
Hey, listen, and if you see me, I'm holding one of the biggest fire his ass signs out there.
Man, you should have fired him last year.
Trash.
Mimi,
I said that. And as trashy as he is, he's still finding a way to beat Dallas with a backup quarterback.
Hey, look, let me tell you how crazy I guarantee you in the offseason, y'all going to have Carr or y'all going to have, what's the other call? Aaron Rodgers back there. That's who y'all about to go for. That's how crazy y'all team is.
Y'all can't do that, though.
You watch it pretty close, bro.
Hey, dog, I live here. I tell you all, no. All I do is listen to 980 or listen to the word. You know that.
I've been watching close since I've been here.
The same way you watch the Cowboys close, I watch the Commanders close. It's nothing different.
The Cowboys are watched close because
you watch us close.
We have no choice.
Very close.
If you watch it,
We don't have no choice. We're all the Cowboys fans here anyway.
I live here. I don't have a choice.
Because if you watch Undisputed with Skip Bayless.
No, I don't watch Undisputed. I just told you what I do.
That.
I don't even look at TV like that. I listen to 980. And I hear your fans. I hear your people that represent y'all. You know what they want? Y'all want Carr or Aaron Rodgers? Man, please. Come on, man.
No. No, we don't want that.
Deal with Heineken and pick up a young boy in the draft.
Hey, Slim, you're not going to put that nonsense on me because a couple of other Washington fans did that. Yeah, that's them. You ain't never heard me say Carr or Aaron.
As soon as y'all
Rodgers.
Hear Aaron Rodgers coming here, y'all gonna be rocking and rolling with him.
No, we not. I would never buy another jersey. All we did was cause the win.
That segment. Now he just gave you another segment because that was a lie right there. That was a whatever moment right there again. Because he's gonna buy Aaron Rodgers jersey as soon as Aaron Rodgers get his number with y'all.
No, I won't. I ain't going to buy no Aaron Rodgers. I promise you that. I learned my lesson this year.
Aaron Rodgers to the Redskins. I mean, the Commanders.
They talk about Aaron Rodgers and Carr.
And Carr.
Come on, man. That man 40.
No.
Come on, man.
Aaron Rodgers is not going to come to the Washington Commanders.
Can I ask y'all one question? Every year, is this not the type of speculation that surrounds Washington? The biggest quarterback.
Yeah.
He's coming here. He's coming here. And he never comes. So give me a real point, man. That's mute. That's a mute point to me. Because we hear that.
It's a whole lot of stuff surrounding y'all this year, though. Kale, is your owner going to sell the team? You know, what's going to happen to him in court? You got a lot of stuff going around you. So.
You think Rodgers or
no, Aaron Rodgers ain't going to come here.
You think they really want
Durant
to
get here before
Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. We'll get Durant here first before we get Aaron Rodgers.
You know what I mean? I mean, I hear what you're saying, Tank, and you know.
But
yes,
I think that's only
listen,
because you don't want
to
be
listen to
not because y'all not going to get
him. I'm not finished.
Oh, I was talking. I didn't know you was talking. My bad. I ain't hear you.
Yeah. If you listen to 980 or you listen to the fan, you're going to hear that. From a lot of these local critics. Remember, these are the same fans that said Heineke wasn't doing anything good. But the moment he was poor, why you poor Heineke? Well, you were saying that he wasn't no good. Now you want to argue the fact that
they confused. There's some confused fans out here.
I
benefit of the doubt.
Organization confused 007. That's the problem. It ain't the fans. The organization confused. So now the fans confused.
That's right.
This one night, that boy Howell showed that he's good enough to be your starter. Heineke is well capable of being your backup. Put some draft picks and some money into your offensive line. Put some draft picks and some money into your linebacker. Put some draft picks and money into your secondary.
Because I told y'all that at preseason, I said, how was y'all quarterback? You listen to us on this show during preseason. I said, y'all quarterback. You should have paid me then. I told you all
to say, We both chose him. We both said that. I don't know why in the hell we went and spent money on Carson Wentz. And your boy Rivera, who was getting all these washed up linemen that was in Carolina and bringing them here. Carolina didn't want them no more. What are you bringing them here for? You had the opportunity to draft or go. And then we went into the regular season with over, $25-30 million that they didn't spend? But your offensive line looks like this? Come on, bro. Yeah. All right, Tom. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Tune your radio. Put your ear to the speaker.
I knew it.
Y'all better get ready to rumble. Got the rhyme to go. Spicy like gumbo. Spices on the bumble. Y'all lip ain't ready. Tasting the bumble. Got a kind of medical ready. Sharp as a machete. Don't watch them. Herbs I do. You really probably can see me with a bird's eye view. It's alive. It's alive. Your head spins. Stop throwing that one way. So that dead end. Put the yellow. Cow the horse. Better bring some water. Kick gasoline candle. Get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a baby jumper. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp. Here I go, 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 here I go. Lady T right here. Come on, T.
And here we go. All right, guys, listen. We have not forgot about those who paid. Put that money on the first week, or if you want a refund, hit me up and I will definitely give you a refund. But if not, we'll leave that money to week the first playoff week, you know, that first playoff games with an S. All right, guys, let's get it, let's get it into it. All right, we're going to start out Lady T's picks, you guys. Eight picks. This week was a little hard, y'all. We had an 8 pick, right? So out of 17, right? Because we did the TCU and the Georgia, so that made it 17 games. So with 8 picks, we have Meemaw with 8 picks. We have 9 picks. We have myself, Reese, and Aaron. We had 9 picks, you guys. We got to do better, okay, in the playoffs because the ante is a little bit more higher, okay? We got to do better, guys. 10 picks, okay? 10 picks, guys. Marcus, 007, 57, and the best co-host in the world, Kel. Now, if you have not heard your name, boo-boo, you just might be the winner. I'm a little, I wish y'all could see me right now, but okay. So, 11 picks. Hey, look, 11 picks, it was going down with 11 picks, okay? So we got Mom Betty representing online with 11 picks and her son-in-law. Dang. But guess what? We got something extra special, y'all, this week. We got a 14 pick. Somebody got 14 right, okay? 14. And if you ain't heard your name, it is you, okay? It is you if you have not heard your name. I am. Got y'all in suspense, don't you? But everybody heard their name except for who? Big Boy! Is in the building. Yeah. He got 14, y'all.
Nice one,
big boy.
Big
boy got 14 correct.
Really?
MVD, and he got the Georgia game.
Big boy.
Yep. He did
okay.
That. So,
I'm glad to leave right now. I'm texting him right now and tell him to call in.
Yep. Tell Big Boy that he is the winner, okay? And you guys, don't forget that week 17, if you guys want a refund, okay? If you guys want a refund, just hit me up.
All right,
okay?
I will.
Babe. And if you guys want your money to go to the first week of playoffs so you don't have to send anything in, just let me know that as well. Okay? Well, by you not saying anything, will let me know that you wanted to go to week 17, to go to the playoff week.
So,
okay, guys?
So the price is going to remain $5 for the playoffs. That's what you're saying?
Well, for this first week, because I didn't want to, because I, you know, people already paid, and, you know,
okay.
I ain't want to rock the boat.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
so
cool.
The second
so
week,
everyone,
it'll be a little higher. The second week, it'll be a little higher. Just a little teeny bit.
Okay. So it's $5 this week. Confirmed by Lady T. $5 this week. Good job.
Congratulations,
big boy. You, Bama. Yeah, he's a Bama. Show enough. My twin, my Bama.
Well, I was going to say, y'all got that twin power going on.
Yeah, no doubt. And hey, listen, man, I want to thank everybody before we go into the playoffs who has played along and put up with us and all our arguing and bickering and back and forth all season. This season's edition has been fun. It really has been fun. And thank you again to Tang and Cap for you guys showing your selflessness by donating your winnings back to Kale's Corner. We really, really, truly appreciate that because we put in to you guys, and we thank you for putting in to us and putting up with us and all of that, for real. For real, congratulations to everyone that has won.
One more thing
season.
With that, Kale, before you finish. With Cap and Tank, by them donating the money, I meant to tell you earlier, we forgot to talk. But I wanted to donate him a shirt, a Kale's Corner shirt, you know, on our behalf, you know, for donate. So I just need his size. So, Cap, hit me up.
All
let
right.
me know what size you wear so I can make sure you get the shirt.
Oh, yeah, I'm a little large. I'm a little guy.
Okay. I got you.
You're a little large. What is a little large?
I don't know, but he said large, and I'm going to go with large. He said a little large. I guess it's two L's. Little large.
You know what I'm saying?
Little large.
AKA,
I'm
just gonna go with it.
AKA, I'm
just gonna
medium.
Bro. He need a
sneak thing. That's what's up.
And you guys,
congratulations, big boy.
Sale.
Yes, y'all. Don't forget. Lady T has the Kale's Corner shirt, so get with her the same way we got with her. For the picks all season. I tell you, man, I hate that this thing is drawing to an end because I love these picks, man. I love these picks. I love how you guys all are cooperating and joining in and give you something else to talk about because Cap sure enough let me know he that man where he wins. You know what I'm talking about? So, hey.
Okay.
Good job, everybody. Great job.
Yeah.
If I had a round of applause in the studio, I would give it to you. But that, just take my word for it. Good job, you know. All right, we're going to take a quick one, and then we're going to get into this week 18. And I also, here go Big Boy. Let's let him speak. He won. Let's let him speak. Big Boy.
Congratulations. You know,
thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, congratulations. Boy, you have 14 picks. 14 picks.
Yeah.
The highest pick. 14
right. Ever.
Boy.
This season. Yeah, the highest pick. Number of wins this season.
Yeah, because somebody had 13.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so you,
boy.
Yeah. You beat it.
Hey, thank y'all for giving me that opportunity to play. That was fun.
Shut up.
I know that's right. The money coming to you in a second.
Oh,
you're
going to
hear your phone dinging in a minute.
Okay. Yeah, I checked Kale earlier. I'm still working. Even though I'm off work, I'm still working. So I was trying to get this little thing done, but yeah, so let me call on in there
Give up my folks real quick. So,
we appreciate
but yeah, thanks, so,
we appreciate all of your support.
I appreciate y'all being there, giving me 2 hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man, y'all could be doing something else. Y'all spend time with me.
That's what's up. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Come on, let one handle your business for me, boy.
What happened to that boy?
Yeah.
What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy? He was so we put a up into that boy. What happened to that boy?
Yeah.
What happened to that boy?
What happened to that boy?
What happened to that boy? Even as a youngin', they consigned me to O, which explains why I'm worth my weight in gold. While they was taking baby steps from an A to an O, word in the street that the gives me enough ice in that watch to make a player lose sleep.
What happened to them boys?
Dedicated to my brother Tang, you know? What happened to your boys?
Hey, Tang,
I really hope that y'all
knew that what y'all position was and that y'all ain't go full speed. Because if truly, like 57 said, if you guys going to the playoffs, playing like you played Sunday, y'all be on the couch with us, man. Seriously.
I already know that. Oh, yeah, that's fact.
Yeah.
Man, that was a throwaway game, bro.
That was one of his worst games. I just hope he don't never have another one like that. That's all I can say.
That secondary butt tighten up.
When Jack lays an egg like that, he usually come back on fire. So he ignores all the because, listen, y'all, I'm trying to tell you, Washington fans loco crazy. Dallas fans are equally loco and crazy. I'm serious.
Yeah.
So a lot of Dallas fans was calling for Cooper Rush and to get Dak and Dak this and Dak that. And
I
even had a Facebook friend who was a long, long, long time Cowboys fan saying, you know, forget it. Dak ain't nothing. Dak's some trash. And, you know, I had to talk her up off of that ledge. You know what I mean? So, you know, one thing about it, Dak may give you a sorry performance, but he comes back with what you need to win. So, you know, in Tang's backing, I hope that's what he did. Now, in DMV Kill, Washington backing, you know, be that goose that keep on giving. Let's go to my man Marcus. What's up, Marcus?
What's up, family?
Hey, Marcus.
What'd he do?
What up, Marcus?
Man, congratulations, big boy. Wasn't that big boy?
He got on mute.
Oh, I thought he was talking to me. I was saying, congratulations, big boy. And yeah, man, I don't know about this whole game, man, between us and Dallas, man. I don't know, bro.
What you don't know, Marcus?
Right.
What you don't know, Marcus?
Man,
right.
You know, you You know I got to keep it 100, right?
Here we go.
Give it to us, Marcus.
Keep it 100, Marcus.
Look, man. It was great to see my boy play, because, you know, I've been wanting him to play all season, right?
Yeah.
I've been saying
yeah.
to let him play. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was great
right.
to see that.
Right.
But from the consensus of the fact that the whole idea is to get that boy touches, and it's the last game of the season, he should have been throwing the ball. We were so concerned with winning. It wasn't like we were going to stop Dallas from getting into the playoffs. They already in the playoffs. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
So from that consensus, we should have just let that boy throw the ball and orchestrate
mm-hmm.
however he wanted to. That's what we
I
should
agree.
Have did because we gave the boy one game.
I agree.
Hey, they just playing for pride. They got the whole offseason to develop the quarterback. They playing for pride at that point. At that point, they're going to develop how you go into your postseason.
Big boy, it was
second yeah, but this was on the job training right here.
Scott Turner, 2nd and 12, and Scott Turner had him throwing a 1 yard pass, man.
Right.
2nd and 12. Oh, I'm not disagreeing. I'm not disagreeing that bad play calls was put in. I'm not disagreeing with that at all. What I'm saying is, though, win the game.
That's why
win the game, thinking about the big picture. Not
right,
just the one position.
Right.
The picture was to lose the game
position.
So y'all can get a better draft pick.
Look at the confidence with the defense, though, as you're going into an off-season with. That confidence. And we're not talking about building confidence and the starters, we talking about our second and third string players.
Yeah.
When you start
yeah.
building confidence right there, you start building depth in your team. That core
yeah.
position, they can develop that if they got.
But that's why you got. But that's why you gotta. But that's also why you gotta allow that quarterback to get them live plays in a real NFL game, as opposed to all
mm-hmm.
practice
on the job training.
Because it gives them that, man, every other team did who had a player like we have, when they hit them, they start working with them, man. They start putting them in the game. You know, we the only ones that had that type of player on the bench collecting dust all season. And had it not been for Carson Wentz being who he is, Carson Wentz, we wouldn't even have seen Sam Howell this year.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hey, I agree with you, Russ. I agree with you 100%. But like
you
I say,
it's just a problem.
Like
that's
I
why
said, man, it's different ways to develop.
That's why Scott Turner. That's why Scott Turner was fired today. That's why Scott Turner is emptying out his office today. Those type of play calls.
But you know it should have been. It should have been Ron Rivera.
I think Scott Turner is going to have a physical part.
Yeah, but y'all got to understand, man.
Scott Turner with that sacrificial butt. You know what I'm saying? Somebody they're going to put
yeah,
the blame
exactly.
on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Ron
you're
Rivera,
right.
Just because what
right.
he did, look what he's done since he's been there. 8 different quarterbacks. You ain't got no postseason play in you.
8-8.
Hey, look, a hell of a defense for at least half the time, if not all the time you've been here. And you ain't
right.
got no postseason play? Come on, that's
right.
not all on offense.
Yeah.
That's not all on the offensive coordinator. So, like I said, you so sorry, somebody
but
say Rivera next. He need to be. He need to be. I agree. Get him out of there.
Yeah, because you don't see no progression, though. You don't see no progression. Yeah, it's no progression. Like, you the same as you was last year. I can see if you won
exactly.
10 more games, I mean, 5 more games than you did last year, that's some progression. And at least made it to the playoffs.
Man,
at least one of those
crazy,
two of the years.
It's crazy to me because you gonna keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect something different to happen.
Right.
That's insanity.
So insanity.
That's fucking insanity.
Let's go to the team historian. I know he's sick of sitting in the car waiting for the valet to come. Kirby, the valet is here. You are now on the corner.
He always called me that. How's everybody doing?
All right.
This is the Redskin historian, a.k.a. Kel's jackass. But I tell you what, we only missed this playoffs by one or two games. We got robbed at least one game with the Giants. We had lost our all-pro center at the start of the season. The quarterback of the offensive line, we lost him. We lost Mathis, the run stopper, our draft choice from Alabama that could take on double teams. We lost him. We had some other problems that are beyond Rivera's control. My problem with the 2022 Redskins, Commanders or whoever the hell we are, it was Scott Turner, the offensive coordinator. He cost us, in my mind, he cost us three games.
I agree. Yep. I agree with you totally. And I'll say it was even more than three. I'll say Scott Turner lost us three, and Del Rio blitzing when he should have been covering when he should have been blitzing. And I know we can all look at the game and say at any particular point in time that is the truth, but seriously, I mean, come on, bro. You sitting back, laying back, and you got – I saw a couple of games where they had Sweat out in coverage. That's a pass rusher, man. What do you have him out in coverage for? That makes no sense. That makes no sense at all. So, yeah, we saw a lot of misplaced, crazy, screwed up calls on both sides of the ball. And I'm going to tell y'all this. I'm going to say this. Did I want to be in the playoffs? Yes. Of course. Everybody wants to be in the playoffs. But with this team playing like they were playing and showing what they were showing, the quarterback controversies, the Chase Young saga, is he going to play or is he not? You know, that secondary, I'm not going to say they were all bad. But they weren't all good either. And there were plenty of holes in this team would have had them embarrassed come playoff time. Now, that's enough of Washington. Now, let's talk about these teams, these teams that aren't going to the playoffs that have players that we really don't know about their future, a.k.a. Aaron Rodgers. I for one, don't want to see another Tom Brady, Bryant song. I really don't. Aaron Rodgers showed himself more often than not to be done this year. And I hope he's great with all his accomplishments and he's ready to move on because I am ready. And I'm pretty sure there are other fans that feel the same way for him to go ahead and move on.
Y'all gonna have to wait a little while longer because he's gonna do exactly what the opposite of you what you want. He's gonna stick around because his contract says stick around to at least next year. I don't know if he's gonna actually be with the team, but he will be under contract with that team at least. Mm-hmm. And that dude, yeah. I guess, at some point make him a free agent. At that point, he can move around and do whatever he want to do. And he's going to do just that. He's going to move around and see what he can do at 42. He's going to try to stick it out as long as he can, Tom Brady, because it's a competition between them two. That's what right. they do. And he's going to be here. Yeah. As long as somebody want to give him some money, he's going to take it.
Yeah. I want to say congratulations to J.J. Watt, a player that says, you know what, I'm good. I've done enough, man. I've done enough, and yeah, this league doesn't have anything left for me to do. So, yeah, I can appreciate and I congratulate J.J. Watt on a marvelous career. Seriously. Do you guys think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer? I do. I think he's the first ballot. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
The Texans needed him this year.
What about Aaron Rodgers? Y'all think Rodgers is the first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he is.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I need
two-time or three-time.
My bet said they both need to go and get away from around here, both of them, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady.
Come on, Bob. Say it again, Bob.
They need to be down.
The biggest fans is the media. That's why they keep hanging around.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, he didn't love his whole family. He want to stick around so goddamn going along.
Exactly. But Skip Bayless keeps saying, you're jealous of him because he's playing at 45 and you had to retire at 35. I'm sorry, y'all, but that was the most ignorant statement.
Yeah,
Skip Bayless said that to Shannon Sharpe, that he's jealous of Tom Brady. Shannon Sharpe was like, I'm a Hall of Famer, a three-time Super Bowl winner. What do I, come on, man. And with four of that Super Bowl, Shannon Sharpe still can open doors out here. Seriously. In your home. So, come on, man.
How ironic that the Buccaneers and the Cowboys is playing each other, that Skip's team. The Cowboys is his team. And then you talk about Tom Brady. So,
Brady, he's
in love with Tom Brady.
That's his boo.
Like
Cap said.
Brady.
You right,
Devin?
That is.
He stuck his feet in his mouth. That day going to skip.
Still
on TV, though.
I know. Shannon Sharpe having himself a good old giggle.
See
you. I know he's having a good old giggle behind this one.
Tore Kyrie up.
Oh, no, he's laughing out loud.
Out loud, yeah.
Yes. He ain't got no cut call.
Out. Hey.
Skip.
Hey. Hey, listen. You get what you ask for. That's all I'm going to say in that one. You get what you ask for. Yeah, and it's time for you to get it. It is time for him to get it. To him, the Cowboys and Tom Brady can do no wrong. I really wonder which one really has. He always doo-dooing on LeBron. He's always doo-dooing on LeBron. Shannon is behind LeBron.
That's LeBron love.
Shannon,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You're
Shannon
right.
is seeing LeBron like a mug. But Skip always finds something wrong. Matter of fact, I think it's safe to say Skip was the one that birthed that Michael Jordan and LeBron comparison. And I'm like, come on, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, sure did.
That's crazy.
He brought that
man.
Up a cold pizza. He been
no
bringing
doubt.
That up since cold pizza.
Cold pizza, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
I remember that
show.
I used to love that show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But hey, man, what about
the Lions, man. Y'all think the Lions going to come back with Jared Goff or they going to look for another quarterback?
I like Jared Goff. Jared Goff matched up with game well.
Nah.
Why don't think they going to come back with him?
Because if you watch that game with the Lions this weekend, Jared Goff was the weakest link on that team. The Lions have a good offensive line, a good receiving core, good running back, and a very nice defense. That boy Hutchinson, oh my goodness, he looked like
he's
coming
true.
In this league. Yeah, he looked like he's coming in this league to take J.J. Watt's position. Seriously, he's looking like he wants to be that defender. So I look at that Lions team. And I'm left scratching my head when it comes to no other position except for the quarterback. Jared Goff just does not look – I don't know what's wrong with him because I know he's young still, but it looked as if he was injured or something because he didn't have an arm strength.
He had a bad game.
Not have an arm.
He's had a good season. He's had a good season.
Okay.
There's no reason to get rid of Jared Goff. His season has been up there with Herbert and all the rest of them. He's played good. That's why Detroit had a good season this year. Even though they're not in the playoffs, they've had a better season than they've had in about 10 years. He just had a bad game that game. That's it.
Okay. So you think they're going to come back with him next year?
I don't see, unless they got somebody. Yeah, really, yeah. I can't see them going out.
He's going to be all right. He's going to be there.
He's
gonna be good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. Denver. We ain't talking about Russell Wilson at all. I know.
Gotta be real quick.
We gotta be real quick, y'all. Do you guys think Denver will be bringing Russell Wilson back next year?
Absolutely.
Don't have a choice.
They ain't got no choice.
Don't have a choice.
Locked in.
They ain't got no choice, bro.
Okay. All right.
Come on,
Captain. All right, go ahead.
Last word, Cap.
Oh, last word. Man, listen. It's a joy, like I say, to be on the show, bro, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
A lot of times I can't make it because the work is crazy. But I really love everybody. Appreciate y'all. Can't wait to meet y'all. And I'm excited about these playoffs, see what they're going to do.
All right. That was a good one. All Thank right. you so much for your support. Thank everybody for their support. And I want to just say real quick, happy birthday to my cousin. His name is Greg Robinson. He's in South Carolina right now. But we're going to get up, cuz. We're going to get up. He's been on the show today. That's why I had to shout him out real quick. Happy birthday, cuz. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kale and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean. And guess what? You can listen to the broadcast there as well, you guys. All these outlets to listen to the broadcast. So enjoy yourself. We will be back on Thursday. We love you guys. And Kale has the last word.
Okay. If you love them, they should already know. Y'all get together. Get yourself ready. Go online, Google, whatever you do to get your stats and your team. So we can study these playoff teams, and you can pick winners and losers for Thursday's edition of Lady T's playoff picks. Playoff picks. Until then, y'all have a good day tomorrow at work. If they make you frown, smile, because you're going to keep wondering what the hell you thinking about. All right, let's get it.
make a clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. 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 I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's fighting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains to find all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the soloist, so Eric B, make him clap to this. Make him clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap, make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. I don't bug out of chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to bill. Eric be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I'll proceed. Cause my man made a mix. Every bleed, he won't need no band-aid to fix. Think of this, no one rhyming too, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cut'll make a bleed to death. But he's kicking it, cause it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept in. Side of me, eruption just like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style of the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rock Kim. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. Take you out, buy you all kinds of things. Make a clap to this. Call the attitude, you need food to eat up. I'm scheming like I'm dreaming on a couch with my feet up. You scream, I'm lazy, you must be crazy. Thought I was a donut, you tried to glaze me. Thank you.